I will indeed. I'd like to call a meeting to order. Clerk will note the roll call. Looks like we have a quorum. And Representative Mack, we have the minutes before you. Would you mind to move the minutes, please?
Chairman, I move that the minutes be approved.
All right. Representative Mack moves the minutes be approved. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Seeing none? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Members, we have one bill before us. Representative Mahoney, would you like to move your bill, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House File 4 be recommended to pass and returned to the Higher Education Workforce and Finance and Policy Division.
All right, thank you, Representative Mahoney. Please present your bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I got a long speech, but I can make it pretty short. We are in big trouble with our unemployment numbers. We all saw the presentation the other day. We have 250,000 people on unemployment by the end of this year, or unemployed people in the state. This bill helps to make more people eligible for the federal extension that is coming out in the stimulus package that we released earlier this afternoon. It does so by changing the base period from the first four of the last five quarters to an either-or. Either the first four of the last five quarters or the last four quarters prior to your layoff. And with that, that is what this bill does. I stand ready for any questions if so needed.
Remember, it's
not being recorded now. I'm not saying that again. Thank you.
Right. Members, are there any questions? Representative Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Mahoney, Representative Mahoney, am I seeing and looking at this that, because you know, whenever a company lets someone go, for whatever purpose, that it can affect their rating, their insurance rating for unemployment insurance going forward in the future. This will not have that impact by passing this extension. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right now, as we speak, the rate is set by law,
mm-hmm.
and it is at the highest rate it can possibly be for this year, next year, and very likely the third year out.
Okay.
This bill will. With or without this bill, our trust fund goes into deficit.
Mm-hmm.
With this bill, we go into deficit. Well, we will go into deficit the last week of December of 2009. With this bill, we will go into deficit approximately 72 hours sooner.
Okay.
But it could very likely help approximately 12,000 people. And as Commissioner McElroy said, it may be an unemployment bill to us, but it is a serious family problem to those 12,000 people. So no, it should not affect the employer's rates.
Thank you.
Members, any further questions? Are there any members of the audience who wish to testify regarding this bill? All right, seeing none. Representative Mahoney renews his motion that House File 4 be recommended to pass and returned to the Higher Education Workforce Development Finance and Policy Division. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. I think we beat Jim Dabney's quickest hearing yet.
Members, we have next hearing is January 20th at 10:30. Commissioners McElroy and Wilson will be here to talk about the Governor's Economic Outlook Analysis Team. Any other announcements? All right. Meeting adjourned.